Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Big Ed's Neck, the only 90 Day Fiancé podcast. Today we're going to be talking about 90 Day, The Single Life, Season 4's Tell All, Part 3 and 4. Unfortunately, it's not the last part of the Tell All.
No.
My name is Marty. I'm here with Jen.
Hey, hey.
Let's get started with Natalie. So what do you think of the supposition that Natalie is a sugar baby that Josh's partners kind of imply?
I think we kind of talked about this a little bit last time because I think that's where we kind of left it with Natalie.
That's how they left off. Yeah.
But it's like, I mean, if you are a man and you are providing a woman with like things, car, housing, money, mm-hmm. whatever, but you're not her boyfriend, you're not her husband, you're not like,
right.
Isn't that kind of by definition a sugar baby?
I mean, it kind of seems that way.
And she'll be on Josh's arm occasionally in public or like a date kind of thing here
yeah.
and there. But like, again, like that's sugar baby, like, you know, and
I think the only difference is just that like real sugar babies kind of acknowledge that they're sugar babies,
yeah.
I guess. I guess that's the only real difference, but it's like, well.
And it's always
doesn't seem like much of a difference.
The sugar daddy, you know, they always care about their sugar babies,
well,
right?
Sure.
And, I care for Natalie. I care a lot about her. I care for her deeply. And like, but you don't love her and you aren't dating
right.
her. You won't date her.
Like
you
John
won't...
said, you're not going to marry you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think he's not going to call her a sugar baby because
no.
he knows it sounds shitty to call
yeah.
Natalie sugar baby. And Natalie's not going to say, yeah, I'm a sugar baby, because Natalie is delusionally in love with this man.
Delusional. And it's actually to a depressing level because
yeah.
she thinks she's going to have a kid with this guy.
Yeah.
Like, bro,
he
you haven't even seen his house.
Yeah, you haven't been in his house. And
have a kid with him.
Natalie did admit, though, I think at some point that she kind of jumped the gun and she did move to LA for him and, you know, whatever. But, yeah, she just loves, I'm not even sure she loves him really, or if she's just that desperate to want a man and a child and a family and the whole picture. And this is just
yeah.
the most available option, like in a way, like
path
her quickest,
least resistance,
yeah, like her quickest option is this guy she's been seeing for
yeah.
years.
I think she thinks she loves him, but
yeah.
I don't know that I would call that love.
Yeah. Yeah. Agree. Exactly.
You know? So I don't know. I did think it was funny when Josh was like, he was acting like he couldn't get a clear answer from Natalie. He's like, bro, you are the most word salad motherfucker in the
yeah.
history of the show. And you're telling me you can't get a straight answer from Natalie. Really?
Yeah.
She just said she wanted your kid, dummy.
Yep.
Like, yeah. Really?
Absolutely.
I don't know.
And you know, and Chantel made a good point about like not loving, what did she say? Something about like not loving them for their potential, loving for the show
who
they are.
They are.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yep.
Yep.
And I think Natalie, I think, is creating the potential in her mind. Like, oh, the potential is they'll get married, they'll have a baby, she'll have a family. But
right.
I don't even think, I mean, Josh already has two somewhat grown children, and I think
yeah.
two. And so it's like, I don't know that he's somebody that would want, like, obviously he doesn't even want to date her, but let like a baby
but
and all
start
that.
Over?
And, yeah,
no.
I don't think he's going to do
that. I don't see
that
happening, no.
And especially with his lifestyle, like he seems to be traveling and busy
yeah,
and everything.
Yeah, even if you have a baby, you're going to be alone.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, maybe your mom will be there, I guess, but...
Yep. So the potential I think she's falling in love with, I don't even think is
right.
actual, like,
and
possible.
And she's building it up in her mind.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's her fault, but Josh's fault is that he allows it.
Yeah, he's enabling
he's,
it.
He's allowing
he's,
it.
He's
yeah.
not telling her, no, that's not going to happen. He's just, oh, okay. Like, he's just kind of, like, just doesn't say anything. You
yeah,
know?
Right.
Like, when you know your friend is wrong or in the wrong or whatever, and they're venting to you, and you know, like, they're the problem, but you're just, you know, it's not, like, the place to be, like, you're the problem. You just kind of say anything, like, okay. You know,
yeah.
you're just there. You just listen, you know? It's, like, kind of that. Like,
yeah.
Like, oh, you want a baby and a marriage and all that? Oh.
That's nice.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
Okay.
So.
Sure.
How about Tyrae?
This giggling dude, man.
He just keeps giggling. He won't stop.
I probably say this on every single episode we do here. Like, I am a Tyrae fan. I'm rooting for him. I would love to help
yeah,
him.
Me too.
You know what I mean? And but, like, the giggles, man. If he does not stop giggling.
He's never gonna.
And at least he's acknowledged it, that it's a problem. And that, you know, that girl comes out. Or, like, he didn't. What? He met a girl in NOLA.
Forgot
her name.
Yeah.
TLC found it, brought her here, So like she says, like, oh, I think it's, you know, it's a nervous giggle. It's cute. And yeah, there's women, sure, that will think that's cute.
For about 10 seconds.
Yeah, but yeah. It's like, dude, stop giggling.
It sounds like Beavis and Butthead. Like, yeah. Just stop, dude.
I don't know, maybe I'm just not that kind of woman, but it's like, you keep giggling. Like, if I'm talking to you, and you just keep giggling and put your hand over your mouth, giggle. You know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, I'm going to get annoyed in about, like, 5 minutes of that. Like,
yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? Maybe it's part of his, like, awkward charm, if you call it that, but like
that's only gonna get you so far.
Like, yeah. Ty Ray and I are in a place and we are conversing, we are talking, like, I want to talk to you. I don't want you just standing here giggling at me.
Right.
I'm gonna think something's wrong with you.
Right, exactly. And it's like, the type of woman who's doesn't have a problem with that probably has problems herself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, what's her fucking problem?
Yeah. I mean, and some women do want, like, a very passive teddy bear kind of personality, which is what Ty Ray seems to have. Like, he's not the one leading the pack. You know what I mean?
Right.
And some women like that, and that's cool, but it's just like...
And he'll cling on you like a barnacle. Like, he's not going to cheat on you or anything, I guess, yeah. But...
But for me and my viewing pleasure, I want him to stop giggling.
Seriously, so... That kiss was awkward. I didn't like the kiss.
Yeah, I didn't like that either.
I didn't like it. She was kind of pressured into it.
Yeah.
Shannon, I think her name was.
And she seemed to be, she's like, I'm game if you are. But I didn't really pay much attention to her being pressured as much as I was Ty Ray.
Well, they both were, yeah.
They both were. And it's like, I don't know. I kind of think that Ty Ray would have probably rathered his first kiss, like, mean something. You know, he seems like he's held out this long. You know what I mean?
Not be for public consumption.
Yeah, not be because everyone's pressuring him on national TV to have his first kiss. I think he would have rathered it be more meaningful.
Probably.
But whatever.
He's a sap.
Whatever. Rip the Band-Aid off, I guess, you know.
I guess. You know, we're looking for ratings here. Ty Ray, you fuck.
And I kind of hated, too. Like, I hated, but I also loved it how, like, the whole rest of the cast was, like, telling him what to do.
What,
like,
to say.
Ask her on a date. That's... No, don't do that. Do this.
And she's sitting right there. Like, yeah. Dude, can you stop?
It's very... I mean, Ty Ray needed the help. He did. He needed their help.
He certainly did. He just...
But in front of her, like, it was just very ick. It was very...
That's not how you wingman.
Yeah.
That's not how you wingman.
It's like, I don't... I'm just... If I'm the woman, like, I'd be looking at him of, like... You know, like, I don't know, like...
This is awkward.
Yeah,
it's
this is
weird.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Why can't you just pick a date, pick a place, you know? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, why does everybody got to tell you what to do, man? Like, yeah, I don't know. It's not my kind
he's
of
blocking
thing.
His own shots.
Yeah.
The viewer submitted questions were dumb.
Yeah,
TLC's
they always are.
Not going to allow anything, like, spicy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. We saw Chantel twerking again. Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Anyway... now we're on to John, Forever Bachelor. So Megan is apparently pretty jealous.
Yeah.
And they brought Patrick out and we're talking about her jealousy and how he has to share his location and shit on his phone. I seem to remember when Patrick was dating Thais that he had to share his location with her.
Yeah, good point.
And that didn't come up.
Yeah, that didn't get mentioned.
Like, am I crazy or did that happen?
I think you're right. I think it did, yeah.
But I think he actually cheated on Thais too, though. And
he did.
Maybe that's why, but...
Yeah.
But still, it's kind of like the pot calling the kettle black a little bit here.
Yeah.
Like, you act like it's so unreasonable, but you did it.
Yep.
So, I don't know. John was talking about being pressured into things. John doesn't like deadlines and datelines or whatever.
Yeah, he's not a timeline guy.
Not a timeline guy. Not for our socks. And so people were asking when he's going to get married. So he gets down and, like, proposes to her.
Yeah.
Right there and then.
Yeah. Which Patrick seemed like he wanted to say a lot, but he couldn't to that. Like, he was shocked. I don't think he approves of it.
But it's not the time. It's not the time.
No. Yeah. And he knew it. He didn't say it. He just said, I'm happy for my brother. You know, whatever.
Right.
He handled it well.
You know, later he handled it well. Later he can speak his mind, but it's just, that's not the time to do it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So. I don't know. How about Debbie? She's got her wings and she's learning to fly.
Yep. Somebody said something about how she's dressed like a... What do they say? Like, she's dressed like a...
Like a goldfish?
Yeah, goldfish.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
Like
I loved it. And
she
I was
did.
Like, oh my God, that's what her little cape or whatever you want
shawl,
to call
it. Shawl? Is it a shawl?
Yeah, cape. Yeah, I was trying to think of what it looked like, and goldfish was
it's
it.
A goldfish,
and I was
yeah.
like, that's it. Goldfish. I loved it.
How about what a bitch Colty's mom is?
Yeah.
Like, she was really going in on Debbie.
Yeah. Like, and the whole argument of like, why are you so bothered by your age? It's just like, I don't.
Because it bothers me, bitch. Shut
yeah,
up.
Yeah. It's
you
like,
know?
I don't get it. Like, good for you, Debbie. You're fine being 72. Cool. But Debbie's.
That doesn't mean that.
Debbie's self-conscious about it. Whatever.
And even Debbie like gave her answer.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, because I wasn't finding results. I wanted to find more results. Yada, yada, yada. And then Colty's mom, Debbie, still wouldn't let it fucking go. She just kept bringing it up. It's like,
yeah.
Debbie, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And it's like, I mean, and I understand, and like, I agree with team on the whole, like, Debbie's sort of her justification for lying about her age on the dating app was that she had an authentic, unfiltered photo of herself.
Right.
So she, it wasn't like she aged her photo or changed her photo to make her with AI or whatever to look 10 years younger. She,
right.
This is who I am, and I'm lying about my age over on in my bio, right?
Right.
And like, and Tim said, it's like, and I agree. It's like, I'm not going to search for somebody in, like, in an older age range. I'm going to search for somebody around my age, right?
Right.
And, but like, if a guy lied about his age and lied and said he's 10 years younger and he's in my age range and came up if I'm on an app or whatever, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, as long as, I understand the argument of as long as they are genuine about what they look like, because you might be 10
yeah.
years older
yeah.
and, but look younger than me. I, you
right.
know what I mean? And it's like, and it's just, if you like the way they look, if they don't look too old for you, if she does,
right.
I don't think Debbie looks like a 60, what, how old is she, 68? I don't think she looks 68. I think
no.
she looks 58 or
right.
even maybe a little younger. She looked, my mom passed away at 57 and she looks better than my mom did at 57. Okay.
Right.
So, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and,
mine too. Mine was 55.
Right.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I agree, and Tim agreed with her on that, and I agree
yeah.
too. It's like, if you just don't, like, and some of these people, they go and they, people our age, men our age, will go on these apps and put a picture of themselves from 10 years ago.
Oh, sure.
And where they had a full head of hair and shit.
Right.
And then, you know, they have
no
fucking
shape.
Hair.
Mm,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, I'm Facebook friends with you. I know you are balder than a baby's ass.
That's catfish shit right there.
Yeah.
yeah.
So it's like, that's worse. Have a
yeah.
genuine photo, and you can lie a little bit about some, like, you know, you're eight, whatever.
I don't think anyone's completely honest online anyway, but.
No.
I mean, listen, I understand the argument. You should just be completely honest. Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Thank you. But if you meet with somebody and the vibe is right and everything's good and you decide that, you know, I don't know if I'm going to allow this age thing to hold me back necessarily.
Yeah.
Like someone who would allow that to hold them back is probably not the right person anyway.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, I don't know.
And,
I don't
and,
see the, that big of a deal if they yeah. end up getting along. You
and
know?
And I get you shouldn't lie and whatever.
No.
And but like, I also get Debbie of like, well, nobody was hitting my profile.
You're giving
with
her
that.
A shot.
Yeah.
yeah. Right.
Like, oh, 68, that's too old, man. Like, and I get it. She and it's like, you know, well, if you like me for who I am, you know, then like then you might be able to pass the age thing. Like I get both sides. But I think it's important that she used an actual, real, genuine, current photo of herself.
Right.
And, you know, so I get it. I get it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's that big of a deal, but some people it might be. And if, to people where that's a big guy, that is a big deal, they aren't right for you anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And
I
guess
know.
I could see, like, when you get into ages like that, it's like, well, you're 68, and if I'm, like, 55, it's like, well, shit. You may have all kinds of health issues or mobility issues or whatever
right.
in like 5 years.
Like, I'm not
going
to wipe your ass.
Yeah,
like
I'm not ready to wipe your ass in 2 years. You know
yeah.
what I mean? But and so I guess when you get – but Debbie seems like she's going to be able to wipe her ass for a little bit longer.
God willing.
Than 2 years.
Yeah.
So, but you know what I mean? I could see like off the bat. But again, that's after you've – she's going to come clean like she did
right.
after you've met and you vibed and whatever. You know, she's not going to – wait till she her 100th birthday to let you know. Oh, surprise,
right.
you know, I'm actually 110, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Julian came out and Ruben came out. Ruben wearing his Technicolor dream coat. He was looking...
You know you're looking absolutely ridiculous if even Miss Debbie says you're looking...
Wow, that's crazy,
You're dressed
right?
a little too much.
And he had Debbie's socks and underwear,
yeah.
which he proved to us.
Which
was a little much, but
not that I wanted to see it, but like they didn't show him, like, you know, showing his boxers. They just kind of edited it around it. You know what I mean?
Oh, and, you didn't see the boxers?
No.
They showed the boxers.
Did they?
When I watched it, yeah.
Maybe there was a glitch.
Debbie's face. Yeah.
Maybe there was a glitch in my TV because, like, I was waiting. I'm like, why aren't they showing his boxers? Like,
yeah. Well, they show them from behind for a long time, but then they do come around and you see the boxers.
Oh, okay. Because, yeah, because I only saw the behind. Maybe I just blinked at the right. I don't know. Because I thought it was my TV glitch. But because I remembered, I'm like, hey, what the hell? They showed Kobe. Remember Kobe had the underwear with Emily all over it?
Oh, God. Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, they showed him. Why did? Are they being ageist and not showing Ruben because he's old?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
But I guess my TV just glitched, so.
Yeah, so.
I'll pour a glass of wine and rewatch later on that part.
Do you think that Ruben was being shady when, like, he wouldn't meet with her? And I mean, I don't know. He gave his reasons, and they seemed sound, but I don't know.
I feel like he was being legit. I think his reasoning of, well, I didn't want to seem like, oh, I'm just trying to come over and fuck, you know, like she's a classy lady, la la la.
She's conservative about that stuff.
And he did suggest meeting halfway, and then Debbie didn't like that because she thought he should be putting more.
She ignored him. She didn't say anything.
She ignored him. So I think that he was legitimate with that. I do think it's just a little bit like. It was weird a little bit of his whole being on the dating app still, or dating site, or
and
whatever
the,
it was.
The ages were set weird.
Yeah,
it was
and
30
and
to 50
set
or something.
Very young. Yeah. And I thought that was weird. I thought that he was saying like, oh well, I'm not on it. I don't pay for it anymore. But the profile's still there. It's like, well, delete it then. And I don't know what site or app or whatever they're on. I don't know if he'd have to pay for it to reactivate it just to delete it. I don't know how that all works, but
I don't know. But it seemed like they were saying that they could see that he was active on it and doing stuff, but he said, well, I wasn't on it. I don't pay for it anymore.
Yeah.
I was like, well, but they said they saw that you were active. I don't know.
Yeah.
And that's
where
I don't know how it all works.
Yeah. So it was a little red flaggy. But hey, they decided to be exclusive at the end of it all.
Right, at the end of it. Well, I think everyone else decided they were going to be exclusive.
Yeah.
I don't think Ruben really said that.
Yeah.
But.
And because Ruben, I think he's concerned about it being long distance. And.
Yeah.
That, I mean, long distance isn't for everyone. You know?
And it's like, I don't know. It seems like every objection he kind of has an answer to.
Yeah.
Which even that could be seen as a bit of a red flag, but I don't know.
And Julian said, like, you know, that in talking to Ruben and stuff, like, he's kind of, I forget how he worded it, but he's kind of like shifty. Like, he's talking really fast. He's looking around.
Doesn't look you in the eye.
You know, won't look you in the eye. And, like, these are indicators that you're full of shit or that you don't want to answer that answer. So you kind of,
Some people are intimidated, too. I mean, you know, Julian's a 20-year veteran cop
so it could be interrogating you, you might
not want to make eye contact
it could be a nervous thing or it could be him knowing he's like hiding some shit it could be either or both
right.
maybe a little bit I but yeah
sure
just,
I mean I'm sure we don't know everything about Ruben but whatever
yeah he's got some secrets in that hidden in that goatee let me tell you
you don't wear shit like that and don't have some secrets
yeah
you know what I mean it's like but God bless him let him keep his secrets
yeah and
okay keep your secrets
yeah
Lord of the Rings
yeah hidden under that brightly colored hat
boy and then that goatee dye.
Yeah.
That's some good goatee dye,
that's
boy.
That's some heavy Just for Men there,
he
you know.
He dipped his face in some soy sauce. It's like, oh, boy.
Oh, man.
It's like, dude, do the one where it leaves a little bit of gray in.
Yeah,
that would look
better. Yeah,
so.
A little more natural.
Maybe a little. Yeah, I don't know. About team. They circle back to team.
Yep.
And I can see what people say when they're like, you know, Tim comes off as condescending because they ask him a question and he leaned back and he looked up and he put his like fingers together and he was like, he did come off as kind of pompous. And I don't think he was trying to be.
Yeah.
But he did. I can see what people get that impression.
And Veronica called it, said that he's very low energy. And that is very,
I think
that's very descriptive. And she said that having low T could be an explanation for him being so low energy. She was like, well, you are very low energy. That could make sense. And that's his behavior is very, like, Eeyore. Very
easy to be like, oh, Debbie, shut up. You know, that low T, go fuck yourself. But actually, she might have a point.
Yeah,
it's like
could be.
Most guys would jump on Louisa given the opportunity.
Yeah.
But if he's got low T, probably just like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, because that's like a biological thing. You know
sure.
what I mean? We're naturally like, you know, like I get it. Like, okay, well, not all men are pigs and just going to jump away. You know, I get sure. it. Okay, whatever, save it, right? But, like, it's a natural response. Like, there's natural responses that happen within the body, you know what I mean, of, like, an attractive right. woman or someone they like, or you know what I mean? And so
sure.
it could be the low T,
it
but...
It could be. And just the way he talks like he's drunk.
Yeah.
You know, it's real lethargic.
Very low energy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't like that they were paying so much attention to the fact that Tim didn't fuck Lisa.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, he didn't want to fuck. Leave him alone.
It's like, I think there's a point, like, and from what we saw anyway of the brief things we saw of Team on the season, like, they portrayed him that he was going too slow, like he was taking forever to kiss her, he was right. taking forever to, obviously they never did anything more than that. And so if I've gone on several dates with you and you like me, I like you, you say you like me, everything's good, but you won't kiss me, I am thinking, like,
what the fuck is going on?
Like, I'm grateful and I'm glad you respect me that you're not trying to fuck me the first night, right?
Right.
I like, so there's that line, right? Of, like, right. you're being respectful. But then there is a point where you cross it where it's like, okay, this is kind of weird now.
Okay, come on, like, dude. I'm giving you the signals here.
Yeah. And from Louisa, it's like, I get it. Like, you're making me feel insecure. You're making me feel like there's something wrong with me.
Right.
And it's like, I thought we were good, you say you know what I mean, there is yeah. that line, once you that point where you cross it, it's like, okay, this is getting a little weird, you know, like, thank you for respecting me and being respectful right. of women, but also now, like, okay, what are we doing?
At some point you gotta shoot your shot and see,
yeah,
you know, and if she rebuffs you, back off,
yeah,
but you gotta try, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like, and I didn't like that Louisa implied that they didn't even imply.
She
just
said
flat out said
gay.
She's gay because he's gay, but yeah. because he won't fuck me.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, okay.
Yeah, I thought that was just so, like, infantile.
Yeah,
just, you know,
tacky.
Like, oh, yeah. like, oh, the only reason he wouldn't fuck me because I'm so perfect and beautiful is because
I'm
he's
such
gay.
A catch.
He must be
only
gay.
Only explanation.
That's the only reason yeah. someone wouldn't sleep with him, said they're gay. Like,
clearly.
And then, and I hated also, like, the little tag teaming of, like, little, like, hype man Jamal with it, too. Like,
oh, I know.
Like, later's like, oh, somebody had to say it, and it's like, you know what I mean? Just very, like, I feel bad for Team. I know that he has been ridiculed and bothered since he's been on the show.
His first appearance, yeah.
Yeah, for being gay, for his sexuality, for is he gay, is he this, is he that, you know.
And I feel like he so far has handled it very, very well, because
yeah.
he's just like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Yeah. And he says, he's like, the people that really know me, my friends, know that I'm not gay, and he's able to be himself and dress how he wants and whatever, and, like,
right.
you know what I mean? And, like, yeah. and that's great, and I applaud him for, at least in the public eye, or at least to us, it appears that he's able to hear from online can be brutal.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
he's able to hear it from all kind of outlets and angles and still, like, be who he is.
He's like, meh, who cares? Fuck
yeah.
Him.
Yeah, who you cares? Know? Let them think what they want.
That's I applaud that. I respect that a lot about him.
Yeah.
But. So how about Jamal leading Veronica on,
oh,
but he's
man.
Actually banging Louisa?
That is... You know, that is such scum.
A scumbag move.
Yeah.
yeah.
And it's like, so I've learned that men that behave that way are, oh, I'm big playboy, whatever. No, you're actually Captain Insecure. Men that need
yes.
women like that, you're insecure. That's
absolutely.
It. Period.
Absolutely.
So when men act like that, like, I just see it as, like, you're gross and you're insecure. Like, you're weak.
Right.
I just hear you're weak. It goes to the translator and comes out the funnel and says, I'm weak.
Right.
And it's just like, you're sitting there and you attacked Veronica and all the stuff. And, like, you know, when somebody said, like, oh, it looks like there might still be a chance here. And he's like, no, never. You know, and then you're off stage and you're like, oh, what are you doing later? What are you doing later?
Holding her hand.
Are we good? Like, grabbing her hand and, like, being all flirty.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, basically trying to secure that for later that night. And then, you know, he walks away from her in the dressing room with Louisa and talks about how they fucked a whole bunch of times last night.
Yeah.
And giggle and laugh and a weekend date now. And it's just such trash, man.
Yeah, he's trying to string them both along at the same time,
and
that type of shit.
I couldn't tell because, like, they cut at one point to Veronica being backstage, and I couldn't tell if that's to imply that she's standing there listening, like, and can hear, or if they were just cutting to her for, like, kind of like a B-roll in the background of that,
you
know?
I don't think she was listening.
And so my heart went to, like, you know, like, because I have been made a fool by dudes, right?
Sure.
And so it's just, like, the audacity, right? And so it's, like, is she like, this conversation is happening, like, right now, right? And she right. just 5 minutes ago had a conversation with him about, like, hanging out with him later tonight.
Yeah.
And she obviously doesn't know that they banged a whole bunch of times or whatever, right?
Right.
And so it's like, how long is it until Veronica does know? Is she going to go hang out with him tonight?
Still finding out. Not I know. I find out next time.
And,
I don't know.
Like, you know, because obviously this has already happened and it's been reported. Right. So it's like, did she not find out about that conversation until, like, when this aired?
I don't know.
So, like, did she go out that night with him, sleep with him, start things again a little bit, and then now, however long after that was filmed, it aired last week.
That's a good question.
And she sees it?
Yeah. That would be fucked up.
Yeah.
That would be fucked up.
Because, like, that's, like, humiliating, you
know? It is.
Just back to back, literally one conversation, and you go right into the next, you know?
Right.
Like, I'd be pissed.
And I was getting ready to shit on Chantel because she was like, well, I saw them at the restaurant together, you know, Jamal and Lisa. And I was like, oh, that doesn't necessarily mean anything. And then all of a sudden, like, yeah, we fucked. I was like,
oh. Oh, we did it a few times. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I guess.
10 out of 10,
but you
know
what? It's not going to work out because I don't think Lisa can afford to fly him out twice a month, you know?
True.
So
yeah.
I don't know it's going to go very far, so.
Agreed. So. I don't think they, I'm looking now, I don't think that Veronica and Jamal follow each other on the gram anymore.
Ooh.
Which that would be my guess.
I mean, that does mean a lot. Yeah, though.
I would not have anything to do with that gross guy.
I wouldn't. Yeah, fuck
it's
him.
A shame because all during Kimbali being on with Soda Boy, he seemed like an all right guy.
Such a good dude.
Yeah,
yeah. The whole time we're like, yeah, he seems like a really good guy. And when they first find out that Veronica and Jamal are dating, we're like, oh, good for him. Good
yeah,
for them. This is gonna be
guy.
Great. He's
yep.
a good dude. Boy, it's like two episodes in, like, this guy's a dick.
Yeah.
Like, wow, this guy's really he's really classy about his mom, but just a shithead with everyone else.
Yeah.
Apparently.
And I hate to, like, throw out the kind of, like, I guess the stereotype, but, like, he didn't really grow up with his dad around, right? So I'm wondering
I don't think he did.
I'm wondering if that has anything to do with his behavior with women and relationships.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's a very, like, psych 101 type topic, but I wonder.
Yeah, maybe. Well, that just about does it for this edition of Big Ed's Neck, the only 90 Day Fiancé podcast. Please join us next time. We're going to finally talk about the last fucking episode.
Is it the last one, though?
I hope.
Well, they didn't say.
Can they end it on a part? It's weird to end on a part 5 on an odd number.
Yeah. Because it's like, are they going for like 2-hour segments? Like part 1 and 2 is 2 hours, 3 and 4, 2 hours. Are we going to have a 6? I can't
God
do this.
Damn, dude. Seriously. Because it would be weird. See, I thought for sure they were going to end on part 4 because it's a nice round even number. So they're going to leave it at part 5. It seems odd. So there might be a part 6.
If like the whatever director or producer of TLC has like OCD, like, oh no, we can't end it on an odd number.
I guess that's how I would be.
So stay tuned for the next 16 tell-all parts that we will be covering.
Or you guys let us know if we're absolved and we don't have to cover this. Please, please, God, please. Oh, goodbye.